A gruesome story leads off our newscast.
Milwaukee police found body parts in a Northside apartment, and now they wonder if they've uncovered some kind of death factory.
At least 30 people have been found dead at a hotel.
Police found parts of bodies, leading them to believe the man they arrested is a mass murderer.
C-O-Z-O.
Oh my God!
And welcome everybody to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
And unfortunately this week again, because, you know, holiday season fucks everything up.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Yeah, but we're once again without Amanda, but no worries. Hopefully she'll be back next week. So, but we shall persevere and push on without her. So
we shall overcome.
Yep, exactly. We actually gave her, we gave her a choice of whether she wanted to be on this episode or the next episode. And she actually picked the next episode that she would have preferred being on. So that's what we're going with. This week, though, in keeping with the Christmas season, we're going to be talking about Christmas crimes. You know, basically crimes that occurred on Christmas or around Christmas, that kind of thing.
A lot of killing.
Yeah, a lot of killing. If you guys remember, Thanksgiving was pretty fucked up. Well, Christmas isn't much better, honestly.
It's about as bad as I expect.
A lot
of this is really bad.
I will say, I think I like the Christmas crimes a little bit more, just for the little bit more of theatricality.
Yes, they can really get into it.
Some of these assholes have seen Silent Night, Deadly Night one time too many. So, which, spoiler for next episode. So, but yeah, so let's
seen the first one. You've seen half of the second one.
Yeah. And guess which one we're going to be talking about, because we already talked about the first one. So, but yeah, so let's get into Christmas crimes here. All right. So the first one we're going to touch on here is the 2008 Christmas massacres that occurred in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I don't think they were celebrating Christmas at this time. It just happened to start on Christmas Eve and extended into Christmas Day and beyond. So it counts.
Yeah. Well, I had not seen this until you brought it up. So this is new to me, but it does say over here that, you know, there were all this attacks happened during the holiday celebration. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we're talking about Congo here. So, but, you know, Christianity, I guess Christmas has a far reach.
I mean, I'm sure the missionaries made it there at some point. So,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so beginning on Christmas Eve and extending into Christmas Day and beyond, the Lord's Resistance Army, I hate that name right off the bat, honestly. I know you're probably
like, you could have thought of something better than
you're probably up to no good naming your army that, but
it's very culty.
Yeah, it sounding. Is. It really is. It'd be like, and General Jim Jones, like, yeah. Okay, like that fucking checks out. But no, unfortunately, they were led by a man named Joseph Kony, who launched coordinated attacks on villages in the, and I'm gonna fucking butcher this, the Haut Ule district, including Farajda, Duru, and Duruma. Rebels disguised as Congolese soldiers in a lot of cases targeted crowded churches, markets, and homes during holiday celebrations. They used machetes, axes, clubs, and guns to slaughter at least 620, but maybe as many as 865 civilians, many of which were hacked to death or burned alive.
That is a lot of freaking people.
Yeah. And on top of that, as if that wasn't bad enough, they also abducted over 160 children to use as child soldiers or sex slaves. I wonder if they gave them a choice. It's like, you want to be a soldier or you want to be the sad boy? Like, I'll probably just take the gun.
I'll take the gun.
Yeah.
Use your standard issue AK-47.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Yep. I'm on it. Hey, could you turn around while I slowly point this gun at your back, you piece of shit? Yeah. I think mine's broken. Can you look in over here?
Yeah. Is there something stuck in the barrel? Can you just look down the barrel and see if there's something gumming up the works there?
Yeah. Hold on. Keep looking. Keep looking down there. Yeah. Keep on looking. But yeah, apparently these massacres were a retaliation for the Ugandan-led military operation, which was called Operation Lightning Thunder, that apparently disrupted the LRA bases earlier that month. Survivors of the attacks, they described swift, silent killings with bodies being mutilated, villages looted, and the attacks displaced thousands and highlighted the LRA's brutality in Central Africa.
Yeah, I would say so.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas. Right.
Jesus. Dude, that's like so fucked up. Like, dude, like imagine like a bunch of dudes like rolling, like you live in Berea, you know, like imagine just like a bunch of dudes rolling into Berea.
Yeah, just with roaming like, around
with,
the
with machetes yeah. and like axes and shit, like, and like a couple guns, not really, all with guns,
that's
but
really what it must have been like.
Yeah. You know, and like just start, yeah, stuff. Just start burning down shit, ripping people out of houses,
stealing
you know?
Kids.
Yeah. Like what the fuck, dude? That's fucking, that's so fucked up. Yeah, dude, fuck those guys.
Yeah,
I don't care what the fuck. I mean, well, okay, I'm gonna go that far because I don't know what happened during Operation Lightning Thunder, but I'm pretty
Operation
sure
Gordon
that
Lightfoot.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I'm pretty sure the 160 children had nothing to do with it, so go fuck yourselves, guys.
Yeah, we need to just talk about it maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, maybe figure this out, you know? I don't know. Diplomacy, people. Fucking
Christmas, for God's
it's
sake.
It's fucking Christmas, exactly. Like, come on. A little bit of diplomacy, please.
Like, even those, like, wasn't there that Christmas truce, like, in World War II, where, like, both sides, like, German and American, like,
oh, yeah.
they're like, okay, well, let's put the guns down. It's Christmas Day. And, like, they even, like, played some, like, football or soccer or some bullshit between them. And it was like, then they went back the next day and started killing
back
each other.
Back to war.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And, like,
you guys almost figured it out.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah.
almost figured it out.
I was like, you know what? We're all just people.
Yeah.
We can, you know, celebrate and appreciate each other.
Granted, you guys are trying to eradicate those who celebrate Hanukkah. So
yeah,
yeah. Like, if you guys could just stop that.
I'm not saying you know? Don't kill Nazis.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, kill all the Nazis and then like then nobody needs to fight anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, you think like, you know, while you're like having to catch, you know, like, you guys really think you need to kill all these people? Like, you sure? Like, just start the conversation. Just
yeah, I mean,
shot.
Even those Nazis, I mean, most of them, I'm sure, didn't even have a choice.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah,
exactly. They're forced into this shit by some fucking assholes who, you know, think they know what's up.
Just assholes fucked above up. Them, you know?
Yeah.
So. Still though, yeah.
They're still Nazis.
I don't want to hear. I was just following orders. Sorry, you guys tried that bullshit before. Like, I don't want to hear any of that shit. Oh, if we didn't mean to. Like, I don't want to know. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Understand.
No, like, get the fuck out of here. Well, speaking of Nazis, the next one we're talking
that's
about.
That's a good segue.
Yeah, I know, right? How about that? That was pretty good, right? We're talking about the Berlin Christmas market attack that did not take place during the height of Nazism in Germany. This actually took place in 2016, so this is actually pretty recent, fortunately.
Yeah.
But so this started on December 19th in 2016 at Breistoplatz in Berlin. I don't know. I gave that my best shot.
Hey, that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than me.
Yeah. I was probably close. So 24-year-old Tunisian asylum seeker, Anis Amri. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's what I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
So, Anis. So Anis had been, Anis had been denied asylum and was actually under surveillance for radicalization. during this time he hijacked a semi truck from Polish driver Lukasz Urban, who he shot, and then deliberately drove it into a bustling Christmas market crowd for about 80 meters. So fuck this guy.
That's a good way to try to, you know, seek out a better place to live.
Yeah. Way to ingratiate yourself with like your new surroundings. Like,
what an asshole.
Dude, if you're going to fucking try that shit, like you should probably fucking behave a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they're so like you tried to become a German citizen and they basically were like, no, we don't want you.
Pretty much, yeah. And, yeah, judging by his actions here, I can see fucking why.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, man. But the attack unfortunately killed 12 people, including Urban. He was killed when the truck was stolen from him. And the 11 market visitors from, you know, multiple different countries. And on top of that, he also injured 56.
Yeah.
Some critically with crushed limbs.
Yeah, probably, you know, only survived by jumping out of the way of the truck.
Yeah, you know? And then like got your legs run over or some shit. And then like your legs are done. Like you're basically crippled at that point.
If your shit gets crushed. By a semi truck.
By like a semi truck. I mean, yeah.
Your bones, gone.
You can cast it, but like all those little pieces going back together is probably not going to happen. Horrible. Yeah. So, Anus, who apparently had pledged allegiance to ISIS in a video. Dude, fuck this guy, dude. Fuck this piece of shit, dude.
Anus?
Yeah, he's a fucking anus, like. But yeah, apparently earlier
Asshole.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like I said, he pledged allegiance to ISIS, so he's one of those fucking dickheads. I don't get it, dude. If you love fucking ISIS so much, why are you trying to move to Germany? That's not where ISIS is, asshole.
I know, you idiot.
Like, you fucking dumbass. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dumb anus?
Fucking anus. So after this, Anus escaped on foot amid the chaos and actually fled through several countries before he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan on December 23rd. So the Italians got him. So good for them. Way to go. And yeah, of course, the incident exposed security lapses in Germany's monitoring of extremists and led to enhanced protections at public events. It didn't improve Europe's vetting process that much, but yeah. Whatever. That's fine.
I wasn't pleading allegiance to ISIS. I said Italian ice. Italian ice.
I love it. That's why I was going to Milan. Fuck that guy.
Asshole.
Yeah, dude. All right. So next one, you're up.
Okay, yeah.
So tell us about this asshole.
I just recently heard about this one. It takes place in Arkansas. Ronald Gene Simmons is
this guy's name. His name is Gene Simmons. Does he play bass?
He's in the band Kiss. And,
different Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Different Gene Simmons. I'm going to step in here before we get a phone call.
But right. This is Ronald Gene Simmons.
Ronald.
Not the tongue-wielding, bass-playing fucking demon from Kiss.
How long is his tongue?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Tell us about Gene Simmons. What did Gene do?
Yeah, so Gene Simmons was a real big asshole. He was like in the
both of them. But
yeah, just gonna call him Gene Simmons. Okay,
that's exactly. We had a cute nickname for the last guy, so let's just keep this going.
He a 20-year military veteran.
Okay,
he was really into living in Arkansas. He was all about Arkansas. Like,
it's really?
My favorite place to be. Yeah. I've never really heard anything good about Arkansas, to be honest. And not to slight anyone who's maybe from there. I've never been there, you know, so it could be great. You know, he could be onto something, but judging by...
I've been through there.
Yeah.
Little Rock's a fine town.
Okay.
So...
judging by the other choices this guy made, I'm just going to think he's wrong because he's a fucking asshole, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, based on some of his decisions, like, yeah, taking his word on anything isn't really a smart choice.
Correct. So he's just basically a controlling fuck. Yeah, he had many kids. I think seven children.
Some idiot fucked this guy seven times. At least we know that for sure.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, yeah. His wife actually, I think she had to get her tubes tied because the doctors were like, at child six, they're like, if you get pregnant again, you will die. And the guy wouldn't stop trying to have more kids.
And he just keeps raw dogging her.
He kept raw dogging her. She got pregnant again. She did have the kid and she lived, but then
doctors don't fucking know anything.
Okay. Seriously, this time, if you have another child, you will die.
Like, that's what you said last time, asshole.
Yeah.
We almost got a baseball team. Let's go. Keep it going.
Right. I mean,
we're two away from the starting lineup. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh my God. Which, I mean, that's just horrible, but.
I get it. It's, you know, Arkansas. You need a bunch of kids to work on the farm, that kind of thing. So,
oh, and that's exactly what he did. He basically used these kids as like slave labor to like build up his property.
Well,
like,
that's what farmers do.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he was also like a penny pinching buck. Like, he lived in a trailer with like no running water or plumbing.
Really?
He could have afforded it too, but like, just an asshole. I'm big enough of an asshole to start an incestuous relationship with one of his older daughters too, who he actually had a kid with.
Ew.
His own daughter. So he became his own
flipper babies. No.
Yeah. His, I don't know.
He's
really complicated in my head.
Grandpa daddy. I think that would be the term, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Grandpa daddy. Okay.
Because he's the child's father and also
his grandfather. So yeah, grandpa daddy.
Ew, that's fucking disgusting.
Yep. That's accurate, but.
Well, the guy, without going too long into it, because there's a lot there, but he was such like a controlling piece of shit that like finally like the wife was like, I need to try to get away from here. And like he understood like he was about to lose his family pretty much. So he,
So what he's did like, he do, basically, Kyle?
If I can't have him, no one can.
Oh, he's one of those assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he ended up, you know, Christmas was coming. He had the family coming over. He like guns down his son, his grandkids, then like his wife too, and like as like the family members were coming, you know, they came in, they were killed. You know, like just coming in and he's just mowing him down. I think he shot all the men because he's a pussy. And then, but then like either beat or like strangled all the kids and the women.
Hmm.
And,
cause he's a pussy. So,
yes. And he was just sitting around like drinking and, you know, then had to go, get rid of the bodies. So strategically, like a few weeks before that, he had all the kids like digging what he said was going to be like, you know,
fun holes
for an outhouse. Like they're digging
a shitter hole.
They were digging a shitter hole.
Okay.
But full well, he knew that he was going to fucking kill them. And like that, they're digging their own grave.
They're digging a mass grave.
They're digging their own grave.
That's so fucked up.
I know.
How many did he kill total again?
14.
Jesus.
14 of his family 14 members. 14
at one time?
Yeah, well, he did like two stints.
Okay. So
he killed like most of his family. And then a couple days went by and he like took his son's car and like went into town and like killed somebody, like a woman that he used to work with because she like denied his advances because he's like a creepy asshole.
Man. Well, he's fucking married too. And he's
disgusting.
And she doesn't want to be a home wrecking bitch. Like, I get that.
And it's fucked up because like, there will be people we get to, but like This guy legit looks like Santa Claus too.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's got a big gray beard. You know, I mean, he looks like Santa. He's just missing the suit and the hat.
Yeah.
Which just makes it.
He looks like Santa on December 26th, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like half drunk and like.
Yeah.
Rocking a meth buzz, you know. Yeah,
yeah. Been hitting the sauce pretty good since like Asia. Yeah, you know? He's like making his way around.
Fuck. Yeah, so he ends up getting caught because at the time he had been working at a mini mart just as a cashier. And I think he was trying to kill his boss or something. Like the cops ended up, you know, finally. Getting him,
yeah,
you know, at this convenience store where he just gave up.
Okay.
And they're like.
Like a pussy.
Right. Well, even.
Fuck this guy.
They asked him, they were like, why didn't you kill yourself? You know, because most people in these situations.
Yeah, most people are actually bigger pussies than this pussy. So.
Yeah. But he was only using a 22 pistol. He had like two 22 handguns.
Yeah.
And he was seeing like. I think that's how he got busted because like he had shot like somebody, like people weren't dying. I
mean, yeah.
It's not like, obviously he killed people with it, but it's not like, you know, the most lethal, I guess.
Yeah. He's got his little pussy gun, the pussy. So,
yeah. So he realized
like, I literally have a 20, a lot. I literally have a 22, like right over there.
Well, hey, no one wants to stand, you know, stare down the barrel of a 22 even.
Exactly. But, I know, like, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to stand down the barrel of a goddamn BB gun. Like, no. Getting shot sucks.
Yeah, getting shot's pretty lame.
So, yeah, he gets busted, and he was like, he basically said, I didn't want to shoot myself because I didn't know if it would take, you know, like, because I've been shooting all these people with these guns, and they're just not dying.
Realizing this isn't a very effective gun for killing
people.
You
really only get, like, one shot. Like, if you shoot yourself in the head with it, and you don't die, you're not... probably going to be able to get up and try to shoot yourself in the head again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then everybody's going to make fun of you because like you couldn't even get that right. You piece of shit. Oh, you know? God,
yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's the gist of it.
God damn, dude. So 15, he ended up killing though. But like, it almost seemed like he had a fucking list. Like, besides his family and stuff like that, like he was just going to like kill everybody that he thought wronged him at that point.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
No shit. All right.
Yeah. Well. I wonder like when he would have stopped, you know, I wonder if he would have kept going.
Probably.
Like
if he hadn't gotten
somebody
caught.
Had the peace of mind to like call cops finally.
Yeah.
Like the property I think was secluded enough. Like no one knew what happened.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until he like went into town and went on his rampage. But obviously like people are going to. Know what's going on.
Hey, why do you have a bunch of blood on your shirt? What the fuck? Santa? Oh, God. But yeah, all right. That's that's a fucked up one. Jesus.
Yeah, to even kill his own granddaughter / daughter.
Yep.
Or boy. I can't remember if it was boy or...
Yeah. Well, we go from someone who simply looked like Santa to somebody who actually dressed up like him to commit his fucking crime. So the next one we're talking about.
This one's horrible, too.
Yeah. So we're talking about the Covina Massacre from 2008. So on Christmas Eve in Covina, California, 45-year-old engineer Bruce Jeffrey Pardo, who is in the midst of a bitter divorce and had just lost his job, arrived at his ex-wife Sylvia's family home dressed as Santa Claus, carrying gifts that concealed four handguns and a homemade flamethrower. It was basically a compressed air tank filled with racing fuel. Jesus Christ. He knocked and was let in by an 8-year-old girl who he shot in the face. Though thankfully she survived, and then systematically executed 9 people during their holiday party. He killed his ex-wife Sylvia, her parents Joseph and Alicia, brothers James and Charles, their wives Teresa and Sherry, their sister-in-law Alicia Ortiz, and the nephew Michael Ortiz. So after that, he sprayed down the house with fuel and ignited it, causing about $350,000 in damage. Just to give you a reference of how much it burned. And then Pardo drove to his brother's home in Sylmar and died by suicide from a self-inflicted gunshot. Fucking pussy. Fucking pussy. So yeah, this motherfucker literally dressed up like Santa Claus. This girl who survived answered the door and Santa Claus was there. And then Santa Claus shot her.
That's some real Silent Night, like, Deadly Night shit.
That's ridiculous.
I just don't know how you could literally pull a gun on an 8-year-old girl and fucking shoot an 8-year-old girl. Like,
have you ever been on a plane with one?
No.
I'm just saying. Okay, have you ever been to a restaurant with one? I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying.
8-year-old is, I don't know, I don't think they're screaming and shit.
Well, if they are, it might already be too late for them. Parents might have already failed.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Make sure you get the parents too.
I guess I'm just thinking.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Exactly. No, that's so fucked up. That's so.
And your
fucked
trust
up.
Is Santa.
Yeah.
That's some twisted shit, man. Like.
Yeah, dude, that's so fucked up.
I mean, that's just a choice. Like,
100%.
You didn't need to like do that. It's a flair for the dramatic.
No, that's why I said. That's why I kind of like the Christmas Crimes a little bit more. Right. So
I mean, you really leaning into it.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, God. So let's get on to another one here. Let's talk about the Carnation murders from 2007. So on Christmas Eve in Carnation, Washington, 29-year-old Michelle Anderson, who was unemployed and living on her parents' property, and her boyfriend, Jason McEnroe, who was also 29, ambushed and murdered Anderson's family over a longstanding grudge involving a $40,000 debt and perceived favoritism. Perceived favoritism. Your fucking parents are letting you live on their property, so you're probably the favorite. So maybe you should shut the fuck
right.
up. But unfortunately, they first shot the parents, Wayne and Judy, in their home, then waited for her brother, Scott, and sister-in-law, Erica, their niece, Olivia, and Matthew to arrive for dinner, killing them all execution style with .357 and 40 caliber handguns. That'll do the trick. Way more than a .22. You don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to worry about not taking. Is that what the fuck that dickhead said? So, the couple then dragged the bodies to the shed, cleaned up, and hosted a fake gathering before calling the police on December 26th, claiming to have found the scene. Fortunately. Now the police and the jury were like, that's bullshit. And they were both convicted of six counts of aggravated first degree murder. Anderson received life without parole in 2016, while McEnroe avoided the death penalty due to a state moratorium. So they must have changed the law.
I can't believe it. Well,
in Washington. Washington. Yeah. They probably just changed. They probably abolished the fucking death penalty. And that's probably why he ended up not getting the chair.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
I don't know why it took so long. They finally got the sentence in
2016. Yeah, I really wish they could move a little bit quicker with some of that shit.
Yeah, that's the thing about that. The last one I was talking about with Ronald Dean Simmons, he was executed in Arkansas, like, fairly swiftly.
Yeah. Well, that's the way
he didn't fight anything.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, okay, yeah, just fucking kill me.
Yeah. You know? And it's like, okay, good. We don't have to pay to keep you alive. Just, awesome. Yeah,
I don't give a shit. You
know, yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Something, things like that, where like you literally have them dead to rights. Like, you literally like see them stabbing somebody or shooting somebody. Yeah. Like, there's no need to fucking drag this shit out. Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it should take more than a week, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Just get it over
with. I don't give a shit what your mental state at the time was or any of that fucking bullshit. Like, yeah. If you shoot somebody in the fucking head and, like,
the holidays really stress
like,
me out.
You got, like, six cops who fucking witness it and shit, you know, and, like, a bunch of other people, like... If they literally like find you standing over a dead body with a knife in your hand, let's move this shit along. Like, yeah. There's no reason for all this fucking taking all this time. Let's just get it done. Get you strap you in the fucking chair, and that's it. But yeah, so that's happened in 2007. Here, you know what? I've been talking for a minute. You want to take this one?
Sure, yeah.
All right, this one's got a bunch of hard names, so you can fucking have this one.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this one. So.
Okay,
cool. So let's see here.
Yeah.
We have a Dallas Christmas Killing, 2011. And so this actually took place on Christmas Day in Grapevine, Texas.
This one really fits.
Yeah. Iranian immigrant Aziz Yazdanpanah.
I told you there were some rough names. Yes, in this Dan one.
Bana, I think 56 years old.
My apologies. I did kind of set you up here. Sorry.
I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, do it.
Struggling with bankruptcy and with a failing clothing business and separation from his wife, Fatima Ramati.
Yeah, there you go.
Fitra. He dressed as Santa and entered her apartment during a gift opening. Another Santa.
Another class. Dickhead fucking dressed as Santa.
So he just busts in while they're opening gifts. He shot and killed his wife and the children. His daughter, Nona, is 19 years old, a college student.
Can I just stop for a second and just like, can we just touch on how hilarious the idea of an Iranian Santa is really quick? Just like get that visual image, you know, in there.
Yeah, it's just like, that is a little odd.
This doesn't make sense. But sorry. All right, go ahead. Now that we've all got that image in our heads, please continue. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, it's kind of weird. Like, I mean, I'm judging, but it doesn't seem like they even celebrate Christmas.
Well, like, that, well, it says at the end, basically, it's like for somehow they were Muslim, but they also celebrated Christmas.
Okay, I mean, like, you know, I guess it's fine. I mean, it's just whatever thing.
Like, I appreciate you guys trying to assimilate. Like, that's cool.
Sure,
you know, yeah. Trying to like do both. You get extra holidays. Like, you know, like why not fucking take advantage and enjoy them?
Right.
You know?
But. Yeah, so this dude busts in there while they're opening gifts, and so kills his wife, daughter, 19 years old, son, Ali, 15 years old, and his sister, and brother-in-law, and niece.
And his niece.
22 years old.
Okay, there you go.
With two handguns. Does he just fucking bust in there like guns akimbo and just fucking...
Yeah, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Like, I mean, I guess...
It's fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Santa.
Yeah, Santa.
Santa just is back in town. In, you know? So he fired 15 shots total, and then he called 911 himself, and it just admitted it and killed himself on the couch.
You fucking piece of shit, dude.
What an asshole. Why even call 911? Whatever.
I mean, I guess so they'd come and clean it up for him or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Fucking, surviving relatives' dickhead. Text messages detailed his attempt to act fatherly before the rampage.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Were you trying to like give some life advice or something?
Yeah, like,
right before
what
he comes
what
in
do you
and
mean?
Fucking massacres his entire family.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah,
so
but
you work really hard and you know be punctual and
yeah,
just, you know. Always you know, look on the bright
you,
side.
You know what? None of this advice really matters because I'm going to shoot you in the face tomorrow. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to shoot you in the face tomorrow anyway, so I don't even
always
know why
keep
I'm
a loaded gun.
Doing this. Yeah. I don't know why I'm even bothering giving you advice.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just kicks in the door. That's fucked up.
Some bullshit.
If you feel like your life's falling apart or you're going to lose your family, like, just, I don't know, go with it.
There's other things you can do.
Do something else?
Yeah. Like, you don't have to murder them all. Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to explain that.
Yeah. It just seems like so many people, like, just think that's just, well, gotta kill my whole family now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how'd you get from A to B? Like, just because you're a fuck up, like, now you gotta kill your whole family? Like, okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. You want to take this one, too?
Okay.
You know, tell us about Marvelous.
God damn.
Fucking this name. Fucking tard.
All right. This is a hometown state one here. Dayton, yeah. Ohio.
There we go. Yeah.
Christmas killings took place in 1992. We have a little shitty gang here called the Downtown Posse.
That's so gay.
It's the dumbest name.
So fucking stupid.
And they don't sound... I don't know.
You guys are such fucking losers.
Is that your gang, or is that just like the only people you can hang out with because you're all fucking losers?
Well, dude, are you a gang or are you a posse? Which one fucking is it? You can't be, you're either a gang or a posse. Like, I don't know if you're allowed to be both. Like, it's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, and when I picture a gang, I'm going to go with posse.
Okay? Yeah, well, seeing as how this is four people.
A gang to me is like a large collective of people. That's what I think of. You
know? Feel like you need at least 10 to be considered a gang.
Exactly. Like, so, we couldn't call like you, me, and Amanda a gang.
A gang, yeah, exactly. You know? We're more of a posse. So
I would go with posse, yeah. Sure.
And it's like, I mean, this one's got girls in it, so... Like, how much of a fucking gang can it be? Like, I don't think the Crips and the Bloods allow women to, like, become members.
Not
like,
members. I don't think so.
I've never seen a lot of female members of MS-13, you know? Like, right. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about here. Oh, we're the Downtown Posse.
Brotherhood?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
fucking Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants bullshit over
the
here.
Fuck. But yeah, the Downtown Posse, you guys are so fucking lame. You such fucking losers. So yeah, who was in the Downtown Posse?
All right, I'm just going to lay this one on you because while reading about this, every time I come across this name, I kind of like just piss me off more each time I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's name is Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Keith. Marvelous. I mean, but it's spelled like...
Well, it's spelled wrong for starters, number one.
Yeah, it's just, it pisses me off. I don't know. It's a stupid fucking name.
It's a stupid fucking name, and you don't know how to spell Marvelous anyway, so.
Yeah. So he was the, like, ringleader here, 19 years old.
I guess.
He's the one that got the death penalty.
Okay. But good. Fuck them.
We have two. There was two minors, though.
Yeah, there was. There was Laura and there was only one. I think it was just Laura who's the minor. Oh, okay. At least according to my research.
I think I read something different, but that's here nor there.
Okay.
But
whatever.
Yeah, it don't matter.
They all suck. So.
Exactly. So yeah, Laura Taylor and Heather Matthews, and then DeMarcus Smith. They just decided to start robbing and killing.
Yeah, just out of nowhere, just woke up one day and decided we're gonna fucking do this pretty much.
That's what, when I was reading this, I was like trying to, I'm like, what actually started this? I just feel like there was really no motivation.
And like, why, and like the time frame too, like, because this took place from Christmas Eve to the day after Christmas.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck are you dickheads doing?
Yeah, obviously not like sitting around the fire roasting chestnuts with your family.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out with your fucking loser Downtown Posse running around robbing posse. And killing.
My name's Marvelous. Like,
yeah, the Downtown Posse in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I know, right? Was his mom, like, trying to make him a stripper? Like, what the fuck is this? Well, my name's Marvelous. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's like, you're not a stripper. I'm coming to the stage now. Marvelous. Like,
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I think what's pissing me off the most is it's not even spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I knew somebody with that name, they'd definitely just be called Marv.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, it really takes a glamour, quote unquote, out of that stupid ass name. Like that.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm not giving you all those syllables. Like,
fuck that.
Fucking retarded. Yeah, you're Marv now. Congratulations.
Hey, Marv.
Yeah, hey, Marv.
Get over here and mop this shit up.
Yeah. Oh God. So yeah, go ahead and who were some of the unfortunate victims of the downtown posses?
The downtown posse, yeah. Okay, so we had Joseph Wilkerson, 34 years old, shot in a phone booth on Christmas Eve. What I read here was with Wilkerson that they floored him or tried to include him on an orgy. And
really?
He took the bait and they robbed him and killed him.
Well, I mean, yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. So Wilkerson over here might not be, purely innocent considering he was 34 years old and there's minors involved here.
Yeah. So, apparently Wilkerson makes bad sucks, decisions as well.
You need that Christmas Eve orgy.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. What?
I mean, he was dressed as Santa Claus, too.
What's the password? Orgy. Okay. All right. So
then there was a Danita Goulet.
I'm just going to say 18
years old. Executed in a gravel pit.
Jesus Christ.
Sarah
it's like
Abraham.
The fucking Wu-Tang song.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She was 38 years old, robbed and shot at the shortstop mini mart on Christmas Day.
Not even supposed to be here today.
I know, yeah. I think she was the cashier. I believe her family owned the place, I think.
Why the fuck are they open on Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it does, suck seeing people work on Christmas.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking bullshit. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but you don't work at a fucking mini mart. Like, you have to keep people alive.
It's kind of like that sort of shit.
It's different.
Does this need to be open?
No, it doesn't.
Like, yeah, I'm stopping in here myself, but
yeah, but if you were closed,
bottle of Coke, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's and if you were closed, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck? Why aren't you open? Obviously.
I'll live. You know?
Yeah. Obviously, I don't expect you to be open, but since you are, yeah, I guess I'll stop in, but.
I'll stop in.
You should be closed.
Yeah. So, yeah, they got her, unfortunately, and then Wendy Cottrill and Marvin Washington. They were both bound, killed in their apartment. This is a spree.
Yeah, dude, why? What the fuck? What?
Like, I was trying
for
to say before,
fucking what?
I don't even know what started all of this. Yeah. You know, it's just they woke up and decided, today's a good day for killing.
Yeah, I guess. Because it doesn't even say that they freaking rob all these people. Some of them were robbed. I guess I would assume that they're robbing all these people, but.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not confirmed.
A lot of them.
But it's dude, how much money are you pulling from an 18-year-old in Dayton, Ohio?
Yeah, and this Wilkerson guy, I mean, he probably the only thing in his wallet was a, stash of condom.
Yeah, probably. He's he's looking for the fucking orgy.
Christmas Eve orgy. Yeah. A bunch of fucking, teens.
We all dress up like Santa and the elves, and we fuck each other. It's pretty awesome. It's a Christmas tradition. And then we watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah. Nobody can leave until the movie's over. Yeah.
Cookie.
Nobody leaves until the movie's over.
Are you talking about the Jim Carrey one or the cartoon?
Oh, the cartoon, obviously.
Okay. It's not too long.
Yeah. No.
You can get through that one.
You're 70 quick. Minutes on that, something like that. Oh, man. But yes, but Wendy and Marvin, that's not all because we got one more.
Yes. Jeffrey Wright. Carjacking. They stole his car and fucking shot and killed him, too.
Yeah.
So and then they go around bragging.
I was going to say, yeah, read this next line. And this is how fucking stupid Marvelous and his fucking friends are.
Yeah, they go around fucking boasting about how all this, crazy shit we did.
Yeah.
You see how cool this posse is?
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. So fucking lame. All right, so what happened to these retards after they went around telling everybody about
Marvin. It? Marvelous Marvin. He was executed. Nice. 2009.
Good. Fuck them. <him.
laughs> All the others received life sentences. Even the minor, they were what it tried as adult.
Tried as adult, yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah,
you can't go through that shit.
Yeah, you're not going to do all that shit and then be like, oh, I'm a child. Like, no, fuck you. All right.
No,
fuck get yourself. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so that's what happened in Dayton, Ohio. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so they're still incarcerated, the rest of them. Not marvelous.
Yeah, I guess so. Not marvelous. I mean,
not marvelous.
I mean, in 2009, I mean, I hope he's not still on fucking death row.
No, they executed him.
They executed him? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, he was executed in 2009. All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, at least they didn't dick around for too long with that, I suppose. It only took.
He's another asshole who came back and was like, oh, I was really depressed at the time. And
oh, he was one of those.
Thing because of Christmas time. Oh, always sad.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Guess what? A lot of people get a little down.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's that song called Blue Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not the only one who gets a little like.
Pretty
maybe,
sure he
depressed
didn't
around Christmas.
Yeah, pretty sure he didn't go and murder a bunch of people.
Right,
I'm pretty sure that's not what that song's about.
Listen,
so.
It's not my favorite holiday, but I have no intention of fucking running people down in a truck or shooting anyone.
Yeah, dragging somebody to a fucking gravel pit and fucking executing them.
Right,
like I mean, I was sad. Like, go fuck yourself, dude. Why'd you do it? Well, I was sad. Like, okay, fucking piece of shit. But yeah, so that's the downtown posse.
All right. Not so fucking tough anymore. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'll get into this next one here. So we're going way back with this next one. We're going way back to 1929. So when this took place.
94 years? 96?
No, like 90s, closer to 96 now, yeah. But yeah, so we're talking about the Lawson family murders. So on Christmas Day in Germantown, North Carolina, tobacco farmer Charlie Lawson, 43, took his family to town for new clothes and a portrait before returning home to commit the killings.
Yeah,
let's get a picture like first.
The picture, sure, but why spend the money buying a post?
Yeah, I know, right? Are you trying to like build an alibi? It's like, well, obviously I didn't kill him because I just bought him all new clothes. Like, know how much pants cost in the Great Depression? Like,
this one has a button.
This one has two buttons. You know how expensive that was? Three buttons, they charge you twice as much. Like, so yeah, is he just establishing an alibi? What the fuck is this asshole doing? But whatever. So he came back.
He's a tobacco farmer. He's probably got money though.
Probably in like 1929. Like, yeah, he's probably got some pretty good, you know, tobacco money.
Yeah, I mean, you got Great Depression. Gotta have my cigarettes.
He is at this point paying his workers, so that's definitely cutting into his bottom line a little bit. But you know, he's still probably doing pretty well, honestly.
He's still pissed about it.
Yeah, he's still pissed about it. That's why he did it. Goddamn sons of big fucking Lincoln. Just always bitching about Abraham Lincoln.
It's like 50 years ago.
Let it go, dude. But yeah, so after he got home from getting them new clothes and a portrait done, he shot and bludgeoned his wife, Fanny, 37, and their six children, Marie, Carrie, Mabel, James, Raymond, and four-month-old Mary Lou. Come on, man.
Jesus,
really?
Man.
He went and staged their bodies with crossed arms in the barn or the tobacco shed. I guess they're not really sure which one. It's probably both, honestly. But yeah, so he set them up there like with their arms crossed, like they were what? Like they were disappointed in him? Like what? I don't get the point of this.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm picturing more like a vampire.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. There, you know, like, yeah. Like just laying back.
Like that.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it makes sense a little bit more. I suppose
it would be really weird if it, yeah, like in the,
it
in
was
the
just
judging,
like arms like, crossed, arm like cross. Sitting up. Like I don't know why that was. I was like, why did he do that? That doesn't make sense. But
you're
then
still judging me.
What you said, yeah, that makes way more sense actually. Let's go with that.
Oh, God. But he did have a favorite son, apparently. So his oldest son, Arthur, who was 16, he actually sent him on an errand while he did all this. After he was done, pussy, he walked into the woods and shot himself.
Yeah.
Just like the fucking rest of them.
Why did he do this?
I don't know. Well, it said apparently thousands attended the funeral, and the home itself has actually kind of become like a macabre tourist site, which I kind of wish I would have known about this when I was there recently, because it wasn't too long ago. I was in South Carolina, so like could have totally stopped really quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, motives are debated, with rumors of incest possibly involving Marie, who was 17, supported by family accounts. Though officially it was linked to head injury induced insanity. So apparently you can bash somebody in the head until they're nuts.
Yeah.
I knew you could bash them in the head until they were dead, but I didn't know, like, what's the number of bashes until you're, like, not dead, but just crazy.
Right.
I mean, I know with, like, a lot of serial killers and stuff like that, there's usually a head injury, but that's just, like, one knock when they're a kid.
Yeah, usually a childhood thing.
Yeah.
But, it scrambles your brain a little bit, makes you fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. But it, like, does it at, like, the early stage, so, like, from then on, like, your development is just fucked. But I mean, what, did he just get hit in the head by a bunch of tobacco leaves every day?
He's 40 years old and he runs into, like, you know, a giant hook on a chain in the barn or something and knocks himself in the head. And then all of a sudden,
he's like, I got to kill my family.
I got to kill my whole family.
Yep. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But yeah, that guy's a fucking piece of shit. At least Arthur made it, though. So good for Arthur, I guess.
You got to keep that bloodline going.
That's what you get for being the favorite, so.
I know, but is that, like, I don't know, like, if that's doing him any favors. Like, I was him, I wouldn't want to come back and find my entire family, like, fucking slaughtered in the barn.
That would suck.
And judging me.
Maybe he hated him the most. Yeah, they're just, like, looking at me like, you didn't stop it.
Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah.
You didn't help us.
They're not like laid down, you know, like, you know, they were in a coffin, which would make sense. Like, no, they're sitting on bales of hay, like I imagine, and just like arms crossed.
He's 16 years old in 1929.
His life's half over.
With no one. Yeah.
He's a man.
Right. I mean, I'm sure he looks like fucking George C. Scott in like Poltergeist 3. Because everyone looks so old back then.
Yeah, I know, right? The Gemini Killer is alive! It's Exorcist 3.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah. My bad.
That movie's fucking great, actually. Like,
yeah.
That's definitely... I would say that's definitely the best sequel as far as the Exorcist movies go. I thought Exorcist 2 was kind of boring. So
I actually skipped right over 2. I mean, the first one's fantastic.
The first one's the classic, but Exorcist 3 is fucking sweet.
I always heard how good 3 is, so I did watch it around.
Like George C. Scott, and then you got fucking Brad Dourif, you know, and shit.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, Brad, he's amazing in everything.
And Karras comes back.
Yes. Yeah, Father Karras and shit. Like, yeah, check out fucking Exorcist 3, everybody. You can probably skip 2, honestly, but... If you're a completionist like I am, then yeah, watch it. But Exorcist 3 is fantastic.
I mean, Linda Blair's still in it.
So. She is. I don't know. I was just like bored the whole time. I don't know. But yeah. So yeah, you want to get into another one? You want to take this one, Kyle?
Okay. This one's new to me too. So.
All right. Cool.
This is about disappearance, which is always pretty captivating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sadder Children Disappearance, 1945. Christmas Eve in Fayetteville, West Virginia, Italian immigrants George and Jenny Sauter's home caught a fire around 1 a.m., possibly from some faulty wiring or possibly arson. Nobody knows.
Mm.
But the couple and the four children escaped. But five of the kids. Oh, wait. So did they have 9 children? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the couple in four. Yeah, they had 9 kids. It's 1945. And, 19, you know,
45 Italian immigrants.
They're Italians. Like,
hey.
Yeah, they're Italians, you know.
Go for it.
Gabagoo.
So, yeah, 4 of the kids escaped along with a couple, but 5 just vanished without a trace. And there was no remains found in any of the ashes. They excavated it to 5 feet deep. So, I mean, you're going like
to
find
some that's pretty thorough.
I mean, the teeth.
If they were like there, impossible. Like, I feel like they would have found him with doing yeah, you know, that. I mean, that seems pretty thorough.
Teeth don't burn up fire. And I mean,
no, you
that
gotta,
fire would have to be so hot to burn bone. But
no, yeah.
I'm not saying it couldn't be.
No, I mean
a house fire, I'm sure, is going to generate a lot of fucking
maybe, heat. But I mean, you're probably not going to burn the fucking bones. You know, you got to like grind them down and shit. And,
yeah, like I don't know how.
Not giving tips.
Right.
Not giving tips. I'm just saying.
I don't know the temperature gauge on a, what do you call it? A cremation thing, but sometimes.
Sometimes even that doesn't burn all the bones and stuff. Like, yeah, there's always teeth and bone fragments and. Yeah.
Yeah. So, strange though.
Most
kids, the unaccounted.
Yeah.
And there's some suspicious elements there where there was a severed phone line, some ladders missing, locked trucks, prior threats to George over his anti-Mussolini views.
Mussolini was a fucking dickhead. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're Italian immigrant in America.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
There's a reason he's not in fucking Italy anymore.
Yeah. I wanted to get the hell out of there because that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
So there with the threats to George over his anti-Mussolini views, the fueling mafia abduction theories. But why would they take 5 kids?
No,
I mean, like if they got the beef with fucking George.
Yeah, take his fucking kids. Take his fucking kids and make sure they disappear. Pull them out. Give him some lead boots and let him fucking swim. Let's see how he likes Mussolini after that. Where's the cannolis?
Sorry. All right, I'm done.
You come to me on my daughter's 51st birthday. Yeah. You asked me to do murder.
You asked me. On this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
On this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
You asked me to burn a house down and kidnap some children. Well, as the godfather, I'm bound to appease your request because this is the day of my daughter's wedding. And the Don is unable to say no on that day for some goofy reason.
This is the day of my daughter's 56th birthday. And you come to me.
There is something that weighs heavily on my heart. In all the years we've been friends, never once have you invited me over for cake or pudding or a little glass of wine. It's a little pastry. Like, sorry, you can't understand me very well. I just came back from the dentist. He didn't take the cotton balls out.
Sorry, I'm doing fucking Men in Tights. Fucking Dom DeLuise.
I can't understand one word you're saying. I thought I just got back from the dentist and took the cotton balls.
Tell him.
Sorry. I was kind of like just veered off into that.
I was like, for a second, I'm like, how the hell did we get there? And I'm like, okay, he's Italian.
He's Italian.
God.
Much of speculation that this could have been a mob run thing, which I just kind of weird to me because I'm like thinking mob in West Virginia? What the hell are they doing?
I mean, okay. There's some mob type stuff in West Virginia. I mean, it wasn't straight up like New York and Boston and stuff like that. Like there was some stuff going in West Virginia. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know. I was like, kind of like, no, they don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, even so, like, if they finally, you know, were looking for him too, you
definitely
know,
definitely a good place to hide out. Yeah, West Virginia.
Yeah, know? Not bad.
But so yeah, so
they're like, there
was, after the fire, there were sightings apparently in like Florida and New York. Of the children?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was sightings of the children, which kind of like kept hope alive a little bit.
Yeah.
And apparently there was actually a anonymous photo that was mailed in 67 that was sent to them, apparently, of, you know, the children as well.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But and there was a billboard that offered a reward up until 1989. That's a long time to have a billboard up.
Yeah.
But yeah, officially it was ruled that they died in the fire. So, but hey, there was no evidence.
No. So, I mean, basically the family just still believed that they were kidnapped alive, fortunately, but they never found them.
Yeah, that's really weird, though. I mean, and what, I just don't know, like, what the hell would the mafia do with it? I mean, if you're going to, like, do it to get, you know, revenge on this George guy, like, I mean, you'd kill him.
Did they take too many of them?
I think they took too many.
You think they took too many? Okay.
Like, I can't picture a bunch of freaking mafioso, like, wanting to be, like, they're driving in their freaking Cadillac back,
you just know, loaded New with Jersey kids.
Or like, shut the fuck up! Like,
do you kids know how to shut the fuck up? Like,
here, do me a favor.
You want a cannoli? If I give you a cannoli, will you shut the fuck up, please? Oh, God.
Take the cannoli.
All right, so this next one, we're going way, way back again.
This is way back.
This is way, way back. We're going all the way back to 1881. And we're talking about the Gibbons family murders. So, also known as the Ashland tragedy, on December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve. Thanks for, you know, clarifying that. In Ashland, the eve of Christmas Eve, in Ashland, Kentucky, teenagers Robert Gibbons, who was 14, Fanny Gibbons, who was 17, and their visiting friend Emma Carrico, who was 17, were asleep when intruders George Ellis, 19, William Neal, 20, and Ellis Kraft, 18, broke in for robbery and assault. Jesus Christ, dude. The victims were bludgeoned with axes and crowbars. Their throats were slit. They were sexually assaulted, Fanny and Emma, and the house was set ablaze to cover evidence. The perpetrators, who were local laborers with prior grudges against Fanny, were quickly arrested via footprints and confessions. Yeah, like, what did she do? She's seven. Like, you're a grown. You're a grown man, and you have this beef with a 17-year-old girl. Like, why? Because you whistled at her, and she told you to go fuck yourself.
Well, they were kind of like around the same age, really.
Yeah, I suppose.
The oldest one was 20.
Yeah, I guess. But it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I just see, like, oh, they're laborers. They're labor. Like, I just feel like you're a grown-up. Like, you're a fucking grown-up. Especially in 1881. Like, you were two-thirds of the way through your fucking life at that point, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the 20-year-old is more grizzled than I am.
Yeah.
Right now.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's for sure. I mean, I guess, yeah, like, Fanny's hitting middle age at that point, too. So yeah.
Fanny's, he's well past.
But yeah, but years. Still, yeah, because, but yeah, they were arrested fucking via footprints, and then they just confessed. Like, they literally followed their footprints back to wherever the fuck they
That's
were.
That's some dumb shit.
That is really dumb. Well, it was probably snowing, right. So they just walked away with, like, okay. Oh shit. Amid public outrage, nice. Ellis was lynched by a mob en route to jail. So they took care of him
real
fucking quick. And then Neal and Kraft were tried, convicted, and publicly hanged.
The youngest one, too.
Yeah. And they were hanged in 1882. See, here's what I'm talking about, dude. This crime took place in 1881, 1882. They're fucking
there you go.
Swinging from the news.
That's how you do it.
There you go.
What the fuck? And in front of 10,000 spectators.
For all we know, that could have been freaking January or February 1882.
It could have been. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's how you fucking get shit done, motherfucker. But yeah, the case itself has inspired different ballads over the years and highlighted vigilante justice in post-Civil War Kentucky. Yeah, I think they did the right thing. I don't have a problem with the fucking town handling this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna break in here and like rape and fucking like just murder a bunch of people for no goddamn reason.
Right.
Because especially like you have a beef. Like
drifters.
Yeah. You know? You have a beef with this chick. Like, yeah, go fuck yourself, dude.
She didn't look at you right or some shit.
Yeah. You're probably gross. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1881, and you're a laborer
in Kentucky.
You're probably gross.
You smell like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Probably smell like a fucking donkey's asshole.
Definitely. I mean, in the labor, he's probably just like shoveling pig shit.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
What else is there to do?
But yeah, so unfortunate for them. That sucks, but good for the fucking town. Way to take care of business. All right.
Didn't take too kindly to you pig fucking laborers.
Fucking laborers. Now you're going to be the pig. Ah, shit. And, well, we have one more for you guys that we're going to touch on. And actually, leading up to this episode, I got to admit, I totally forgot that this occurred around Christmas.
I did, too. Completely. But we're old enough to remember this, like, being a huge thing.
This was such a huge deal. But, for of course, years. We're talking about the JonBenet Ramsey murder that occurred in 1996. I mean, yeah, like, first off the bat, like, I remember this. Like, this was on the news every fucking night.
All the adults were talking about this shit all the time.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. But, so, for anybody younger listening who doesn't know about this, on December 26th in Boulder, Colorado, 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey, who is a child beauty pageant winner, was reported missing after her parents, John and Patsy, found a 2.5-page ransom note demanding $118,000, which they could have asked for a ton more from the fucking Ramseys. And then 8 hours later, John discovered her body in the basement wine cellar, bound with duct tape over her mouth, a garrote around her neck, skull fractured, and evidence of sexual assault and possible prior abuse. There was no forced entry evidence, even though there was a basement window that was broken. The case, like we were saying, drew massive media scrutiny with initial suspicion on the parents due to inconsistencies, but they were cleared in 2008 via DNA evidence pointing to an unknown male. Over the years, over 1,600 persons of interest have been investigated, but it remains unsolved, with theories ranging from intruder to family involvement. Now, there's a lot of bullshit with this fucking case.
There's so much.
Case in point, like we were saying, number one, this two and a half page ransom note makes like zero
really
sense.
Long, yeah.
It's way longer than it's the longest ransom note I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It's gotta be.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, all you need to say is like, we have your daughter.
Yeah.
I want $118,000.
Yeah. And I know you have it because that's the exact amount that your fucking bonus was, John, that year.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. But yeah.
Oh, but, okay. Listen, if that is that guy's bonus, he's making a hell of a lot more money.
That's what I'm saying. You can ask for a lot more, I feel like. Yeah. You should have asked for like a couple million.
And I have $1 million.
Yeah, you know? Give me $5 million, like, because I know you fucking have it.
Yeah, you're good for it.
Yeah, the Ramseys were like rich as fuck. You know, the band, like I said, this whole case, it was like a year. It was on the news every single night for like a fucking year.
Yeah, there's still documentaries that come out about
it. Yeah, because it was never solved.
Right, and a lot of that was because the cops were fucking bumbling. Dumbasses fucking coming in there ruining the goddamn crime scene. Well, and they let like all the family members come, the priest.
Yeah.
Like
they let all these
like,
people.
Family was in there fucking like cleaning the counters and shit. Like you just ruined this entire scene.
Yeah.
the cop who went down to search the basement didn't bother looking in the in that room where she was.
Yeah, like I thought you were searching the basement
for hours.
Or yeah, it was a while
or something.
Yeah, I definitely need a refresher on this case, but I do remember the last time that I like dove into it and was checking it out. My theory, and it's not just me. Like other people think this as well. There was a brother, and I think the brother was getting a little with JonBenet a little bit,
a little handsy.
Probably led to her resisting. Obviously, you're my brother. Gross. And he ended up. He probably didn't do it on purpose, but in trying to, you know, get her to stop crying or something like that, ended up accidentally killing her. And I think that the parents probably helped him cover it up and get away with it. I kind of do.
I mean, it's plausible for sure.
I mean, which like, there is a part of me that like kind of understands like, okay, you lost one kid. You don't want to lose another, you know, even though probably, you know, is not the best fucking kid, but, and I don't know, allegedly, this is just my conjecture. Right. I'm not accusing the brother of anything. I just based on everything I've seen,
shady shit going
on. Yeah. Based on everything I've seen, that's what I think happened.
Well, yeah. The ransom note is ridiculously long.
Oh yeah.
And the number, I mean, come on, but it was like written with a pen and like, the pad of paper from their house.
From the house, yeah.
Like this wasn't like...
Yeah.
Wouldn't anybody who actually came in there to abduct, which they never abducted her. I mean,
yeah,
she was dead in the basement.
They're like, we have her. And like, meanwhile, she's dead in the basement. And like, you're telling me these kidnappers, quote unquote, broke into the house. And then at the last second, we're like, oh shit, I forgot to bring the ransom note. Well, let's just grab this and write this down. Really, like,
yeah.
Which, come on.
At that point, she would have been dead in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, why are you writing the note if, like, this is what happened?
It's
none of it makes sense.
It's just so fucked up. I mean, honestly, honestly.
They're never going to go in that room in the basement and find out that their daughter is in there.
Yeah. Like, like, it just, the whole thing is so fucking weird. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Honestly, like, we could devote probably 2 episodes to this whole case. There's so much to it.
Oh yeah, we could for sure.
But yeah, we just gave you guys the quick version on that.
Just because, yeah, that was on Christmas Day.
It was on Christmas, yeah. So yeah.
And the whole thing, like, where the parents? I mean, what are you just upstairs sleeping? Like, I don't know. Like, didn't you have to?
I don't think John was there. I think John was like somewhere else, and then they called him back.
Right. Yeah,
and it was just the mother who was there. So, well, not accusing the fucking mother, but you know, I'm just saying, like, based on that's what makes the most sense to me.
There's just definitely some shady shit.
Yeah,
and none of it makes any sense.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is Christmas crimes. If there was anything, I mean, if there's anything that you guys didn't hear, let us know down below. If you're like, can't believe you didn't fucking talk about, like, fucking, let me know.
Somehow.
Yeah, let me know, you know, and, you know, like I said, you can do that, you know, below this episode on whichever you're listening to. And you can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that, and let us know your thoughts there as well. And I suppose until next time, I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.